Okay, morning. We're Masechet Midot, the last daf of Masechet Midot, of the combined Masechet with Meila, and end of Seder Kodshim. So we'll leave the last Mishnah for the Siyum. In the meantime, let's try and finish it now. Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah starting. We're still busy talking about the Pitcho, Pitcho Shel Heichal. So we're discussing the entrance to the Heichal and the Heichal. Now, sometimes the Heichal refers to just the Kodesh, not the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And we'll see just now that sometimes the Heichal refers to the whole area, the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now, we've seen a number of times along the way that there are these caves in the sides of the walls. Okay, the walls are very, very thick. Try to understand what's going on today. I can't guarantee you that it'll be 100% clear. It's not 100% clear to me or all of this, but there are lots of diagrams, by the way, which I looked at. It's worth looking at all the diagrams. It makes it a little bit easier to understand. Okay, so the Mishnah starts like this. V'shloshim v'shmone ta'im hayusha. Okay, so there were 38 ta'im, like cubicles. I think is the better word. Right, like cubicles were in the walls, compartments, okay, cubicles, compartments, cells. Anybody else want to give another word for ta, okay, right?
Units,
boxes, all right, we're in the walls, recesses, okay, what?
Offices,
anybody else? Cubby holes?
WeWorks.
Yeah.
Okay, so with 38 of these, whatever you want, rooms, right? Little cubicles, compartments in the walls. And the Mishnah says, Chamishasar Bedar, remember the Darum, the southern wall. I always remember that west is left, if you're looking forward. Okay? If you're looking forward, and your left arm, and so forward is north, right? If you're assuming that forward is north, then your left arm is the west. But why is it difficult? You say we, because we, west, east. West, east, we. Right. I'm saying, because the Beit HaMikdash, you're looking to the west, not looking to the north. Everything's to the west, oriented to the west. So when the Mishnah says over here that there were 15 on the north, on the northern wall, and 15 on the southern wall, you've got to basically turn the side like this. So you know the northern wall is as you walk into the Olam on your right. That's why I said that, you know, okay, so it's opposite. It's not north, it's to your right, right? So it's not east, it's north is to your right as you walk in, and south is to your left. So on the southern side was the menorah. Remember they said, Yachkim Yadrim. Remember, we said that we went to the Gemara. You've got to be wise, you turn to the left, that's where the menorah was. And the right is where the Shulchan was. Ya'ashir, Ya'atspin, right? That's the wealth on the right. So the northern wall, right? So we've got Yoshmonatim and Shom. Chamishasa b'tzafon, 15 on the northern wall, that's behind the table. The Chamishasa and 15 behind the menorah. Ushmone b'marav, and 8 in the front. That's at the back wall of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Right? Now it says, Shebetzafon v'shebedarom chamisha al gabi chamisha v'chamisha al gabahem. There were 3 rows of 5. Okay? 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5 on the north and southern walls. U'b'shebemarav, and on the western wall, shlosha al gabi shlosha, 2 rows of 3, v'shnayim al gabahem, and then 2 very big ones on the top. There's a nice picture here in this Oscar Gemara. You can more or less where we're
going.
There was behind, we'll see, that coming behind the northern wall was a passage that went at an angle up all the way behind the western wall out onto the roof. Now, it's also important, we'll see here, to try to understand that the roofs aren't the same heights. And it wasn't like we always think like that the Kodesh HaKodeshim is like a rectangle. It wasn't a rectangle. There was actually like in the ulam in the front stuck out on either side. So it sort of went like this and then like this. Do you understand? Like a rectangle. And imagine the front here is much longer. We'll see there were 15 amud on each side that stuck out over here. The roof also wasn't equal. The roof of the Kodesh, the roof of the Kodesh HaKodeshim weren't the same heights. There was a passage behind the back of the Beit HaMikdash from the northern going to the western and onto the southern and then up. And then according to go onto the roof. And there were poles that could then climb up onto the top roof. We're going to get to all of that. So we'll see that. There was a lot going on here that didn't meet the eye. Okay, there was a lot going on behind the walls. It's got to do probably with the Kedusha, and the Kohen Gadol will be able to get in and clean and fix and work. And you know, they used to have ropes, so they dropped the artisans into the Kodesh. They didn't go walk through the doors, get all of that. It was a very complicated structure. So we've got five rows on each side, or five rows of three, right? And then three and two at the back of the western wall. Each of these cubicles or compartments or cells or cubby holes or whatever, right, had three doors, three openings. They opened like this, right? They had la ta hayamin, went into the right side, the ta on the right of it, the chatas went to the left of it, the chatas agabav, and also had an opening to the top. But I suppose you could, for cabling, right? That was for optic fibers and stuff, for cabling inside the Beit HaMikdash. Right? But it was for wiring, whatever the case was, right? Ubekeren mizrachit zfonit. Now, in the northeastern corner, the northeastern corner is this corner over here. Okay, there's as you walk in, the very first corner, that's because remember, you walk in from the east, you're facing west, and the walls on your right, which is the north. So the northeastern corner. Right, on the northeastern corner, ayu chamisha ptachin, there were five openings. Echad la'atam yamin v'chad la'mishal gabav. One to the northern, the one to its right, one above it. Echad la'misiba, here we are, one to the passages. There was a passage. Echad la'pishpesh, remember the pishpash or pishpesh, and one to that door. Echad la'echal. That's probably where the Kohen came in the morning and opened up. Remember we saw that? Remember yesterday we spoke about it, that he came in the morning and opened up the gates from the inside? In fact, if you look over here, you can see in this diagram over here. You see this diagram here? Here's a Ta over there. And there's opening to the Echal, there's opening to the outside, and there's opening to the one above it, right? Those are the Ta'im over there. That's the north. That's the northeastern corner as you walk in.
And they left a hole for a future elevator.
And they left a big place there for future, a hole in the ground for a future elevator. Right. So it's filled with Kalkar. Okay. Alright, so that is the V'chad is V'chad. Okay, V'atachtona. Now, the rows, we've got here, V'atachtona chamisha. So the lower row was five amot wad. V'rovad shisha. Rovad over here, there's a bit of an argument, a misunderstanding with the row. If you look at the Rosh over here, the Rosh says, where's Rovad? Yeah, you see that? Towards the Rosh, they've done it. V'atachtona chamisha. Hata haya rachav chamisha midarom letzafon. From north to east, in other words, from north to south, that's the depth of the wall, right? Where the wall's going from north to south. Okay, because we're going along towards the west. So we've got the walls on the south. And so now the depth of the wall, the depth of this tower was five tfachim. Okay, it was five tfachim. V'rovad shesh. Now, rovad over here, the rovad is the roof. Okay, the roof of it. It says here that ovi akotel shel hechal, Haya shesh amot atikrat hata. So the thickness of the wall was six amot atikrat hata. It came from az haya mitkatsera mark lichtiv. It then went staggering down. There's actually a diagram over here. Look at this like this. Otherwise, it's virtually impossible to understand. This is the wall of the outer wall. Okay.
Of the
hechal. This is the outer wall of the hechal. Sorry. Right, and then this is the wall of the Hechal. Right? Now you see over here, these are the Ta'im. Okay? These are the Ta'im. Can you see there the wall? The tower was behind the wall. This is the view from the side, I think. This is the side view. This is like an elevation. It's a Chatach. How do you say Chatach in English?
Cross section,
right? This is a Chatach. This is the Kotel HaChitzoni. This is the outer wall. So there's outside. This is inside. When you walked into the Hechal, you didn't see these chambers. You saw a wall. Behind the wall were these chambers. You didn't see cubicles when you walked in. When you walked in, you saw a straight wall. Behind the wall were cubicles. So there was a thick wall, cubicles, and then a wall again. Right? So this is what you see. Look here. When you walk in, when we see your picture better than ours, share with us. So share with us. So share it. What's it?
Oh, wow.
Let's see if it's a picture enough.
The other side.
Top left.
This
over here?
No.
Over here. Okay, bro. That's quite amazing. Okay, right. So when you walked in, you didn't see all of this. You saw that wall over there. Right? There's only one problem with this, though, and that is it's not accurate. It's not accurate in terms of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that this wall over here is straight. And this wall over here is not straight. This wall over here is staggered and it gets narrower.
Hey, look, mine's got a cutaway.
Let's see yours.
But
you're seeing it from this side. We want to see the tar. Look, I think this is the best picture. Look over here. Try and imagine like this. That this is inside the Beit HaMikdash. And this is outside the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Now look, this is important. This is what the Mishnah says. That the bottom tar was 5 wide, had a lintel on top, which was 6 amot wide. Then the floor of that second tar was the width of that 6 amot wide. And there was a lintel of 7. So this wall is constantly recessing to enable the step above it to be an amma wider. And then that wall recessed an amma, so the next floor was wider. So the third, the top chamber on the third was 7, the chamber beneath it was 6, and the chamber beneath it was 5, right? So this part of the wall from inside the Heichal to the chamber, as you went higher, the wall was thinner. Because the wall on the inside is the same, but the wall here is the thinnest. There it's wider, and there it's even wider. So if you had to like open from inside the Echal to the bottom chamber, you'd have to furrow through 7 tvachim. Over here you'd go through 6, and over here you'd go through 5. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says like this. Atachtona chamisha verovat shisha. So the roof of it was 6. Va'emtzeit shisha. Now the middle one was the width of the roof of the top of the first one, which is 6. Verovat sheva. Its roof was 7. Va'eliona sheva. So now the top one was on the floor of the roof, which is the floor is the roof, which is 7. Rashdemar heitza tachta hayetzia tachtona chamesh pama rochva v'tichona. The middle one sheish pama is 6. Rochva v'ashlishit sheva pama rochva. It's a pasuk. Gemara quotes a pasuk in Melachim Aleph. It says this is the Yetziah. So a Yetziah, we know a Yetziah is normally like a landing, right? But it's referring to the Ta'im, each Yetziah. So the top one was wider than each one. So basically, if the wall on the inside, this wall went like this. Okay? Basically got thinner as it was going up. Okay, then we saw now, we spoke about the passages. Umisiba hayata ola. There was a passage that went ola mikeren mizrachit zfonit from that northeastern corner, right, towards the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash, lekeren zfonit maravit, all the way to the northwestern wall. Shebayu olin legagot hataim, right. So there was this misiba, a passage behind this where you'd be able to go onto the roof of these cubicles. Okay, inside. Haya oleba misiba. So now the Kohen would go a misiba. He'd go on the northeastern corner. He'd go in. He'd walk all the way to the northwestern corner. Upanav le ma'arav. And all the time he's facing the west. Haya alach al kol penei atzafon. Right? Ad shu magir le ma'arav. He got to the western wall. Then he gir le ma'arav. Va'afach panav dom. Now he turned facing south. So he basically walk now a long parallel along the western wall. Halach klapei marav ad shum agir adrom. They got to the south wall. He gir klapei darom. He got to the south wall. Vayu panav le mizrach. Ya malach bedarom ad shum agir le pitchash. They had gone to the eastern wall. And he'd walk right along that wall till he got to an opening into the aliyah, like into the roof of it. She pitchash el aliyah. There's opening at the top. Patuach klapei adar, open to the south. Ube pitchash el aliyah. Yu shtei klunsot. There were two like beams there. Shel erez. Cedar wood beams. Look at the Rosh over here. It says, Yigir ledarum afach panav lebizrach v'ya malach bedarum ad shem agir lepitcha shel aliyah sh'hayta p'tucha open to the south v'kol pitchei habinyanim. All the openings, hakol b'chtav b'yad Hashem. All these openings were basically given to David HaMelech, written down for Shlomo planned by Hashem. Okay? De'im lo kein, if not, says the Rosh, lama lo asa petach aliyah betzafon? Why didn't they make the opening on the northern wall? V'lo ayah tzarich la'kif ha'maravi, never to come around the wall. In other words, why have to go all the way along the northern wall, go around the western wall, and come back? Just make an opening on the northern wall. Right? Seeing there wasn't basically mina shamayim. Okay, and then Pitchash Laliyah Michutz Yuklun, so there were these cedar beams. I'm still in the Rosh. Gedolim, they were very big. V'chakuk bahem makom ma'amad regel, and engraved into them were steps. So were like these wooden things with like steps inside them, right? Like a lot already to go up and to go down by them, like a ladder type of thing, right? Shebahena you olin gagash Laliyah, go up onto the Aliyah. The Kodemba said that the roofs weren't equal, right? There was an aliyah, there was a first floor of the roof, and then a part of the heichal and a second floor of the roof. Right? It looks like the Kodesh HaKodashim had a lower roof, and the heichal, the entrance, was a much higher roof. And we got a diagram of that, by the way. Any pictures? I haven't got a picture of that. Okay, the aliyah is the upper story. Okay. Now listen to this. Uberoshan pispasin mavdil baliyah ben akolish to ben kochi akolishim. On the roof, there were like other wood or stone markings on the roof, which showed you where the kodesh was, the kodesh akolishim. I suppose certain people could walk over the kodesh, and others couldn't walk over the kodesh akolishim on the roof. Velulin ayub tuchin baliyah. Look at this. Look at the rosh over here. Velulin. It's got here velavin, right? He says here. Kechalulim, like hollows, shebein bayit la'aliyah, between the house, between the one level and the next. Kachayata batikrach, or there were holes in the ceiling. Vayu meshalshalim bahen ha'umanim, they used to lower down the artisans, ha'umanim, b'tevot, in boxes. Like imagine, like you go shock, you go shock.
They
lift. Like, yeah, I suppose, but they had, I think the idea here was more, like to keep them as a separate reshut. So it's not involved in the Kedusha, I think. That's what I think, because the Teva here, I think, is like a closed box. I'm not sure. You could be right. I thought it was more like, not only a cage, like in shark cages, yeah. Right? But I think it's a Teva here, it's more like an absolute closed box because of a Tumatara. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But over here, look at what he says, yeah? Sheyesh ben gimel mechitzo, three walls, v'yoshvin bahen, even though there's no me'ila, of the artisans, like getting hana from the rest of them, was still issue. I'm still on the day. Therefore, they couldn't get any hana from. They were like closed off, only going specifically to the what they had to do. I think. Mm-hmm. You see that? So they wouldn't get any hana. So they came down like in this three-sided box. They dropped them down exactly where they had to go and do their work. They'd be like sort of caged in, do your work, and then lift them out. I think. Well, maybe I'm being more dramatic than necessary. Okay. Now the Mishnah ends up by telling us the measurements here. Vahaychal meya al meya al rom meya. It was 100 by 100 by 100 height. Ha'otem sheish amot. Now what's the otem? If you look, there's a diagram here as well. If you look at this, otem is the foundation. Remember that we said that there were 12 steps going up from the azara into the haychal, right? Each step was half an amma. So 12 halves is 6 amot. I think that the Rosh says that. Look at the Otem. It says Yesh Mefarshim Otem Yesod is a foundation. But on here it doesn't make sense. That Ashon Otem Lo Mashmachi V'od Lame Mana Hayesod Shetachar Akarka V'Eno Nira. He says there's some that say that this Otem is underground and you can't see it as a foundation. He says it doesn't make sense. Why count something which is underground and you can't see? Right. Bichlal, ve'eno nirah bichlal, binyan gova habayit. Ve'od, yifshar de binyan gadol kaze lo ayah lo yesod. He says, it's obvious that building this house can't have a foundation. So the otem can't be the foundation. So he says, elavav amot ve'nirah. He says, it's 6 amot ve'nirah. And you see this part, the yesod lo kechashiv. The foundations weren't counted. Elachar she'alah ha'binyan miha'aretz. After the, he says, from once the building started coming out of the ground, there was obviously a foundation. So there was a foundation underground. He says, and then once it started coming underground, hayakulo atum below chalal, there was an area of six amot, which was completely filled in like a solid floor. V'zehu haritzpa gavoa ad aliyah shashabat. It was a thick floor. So it wasn't the foundation underground. It was a thick 6 amot, 3 meter floor. 3 meter thick floor above the ground, right? And those were the steps that went up to it. So that's what he says over there. V'gova b'im shesh amot. V'gova, and the ceiling was 40 amos, 20 meters high, right? Plus v'am kior. So now we're measuring now the hechal. So we've got mea, mea, arom mea. Ha'otem shesh amot. This floor is 6, 40 amos high. Then we've got ama kior. V'amataim beit yilfa, on the heart. The kior over here, it's probably kiur. How do you pronounce that word?
Kiur.
Kiur, yeah. It's from the word tziur, like decorative. Look at the rosh over here. Ama kiur, tzitzei prachim mitzuyarim saviv, berochav ama b'avanim gudolot. It was like a decorative type of, there's a word for it, like a cornice type of thing, you know? Like going around the wall, decorative in stone. Lebinyan, v'shak abachoma, indent, like set in the wall. V'henichu korah gudol alavayim. On top of that, there was a stone beam. And that, I think, is what the Mishnah calls over here. If you look at the Mishnah, it says, I think that Beit Dilfa is this like beam that goes around the roof. Now Tait Alan Korot Hatikra Libilti Achos Bikrabite, to basically support the roof so they aren't having to be supported by the walls. So there was like around this like some sort of decorative, on top of the decoration was a beam, and the ceiling sat on that beam. So the ceiling never sat on the walls. Is there a picture there? Did I miss that one? Where's the picture? Oh, yeah. Let's try and work this out. Kiur Beit Dilfa. Oh, okay. Can you see that? Actually, quite nice. I expected it. Imagine the kiur to stick out a bit. But okay. All right. Not bad. So then, V'amah Tikra. Then we're going to see one amma of the ceiling. V'amah Ma'aziva. Right? Is there a picture there? Of the ma'aziva, mm-hmm. What's the gutter? What's the ma'aziva? Like a roofing.
It's the floor of the roof.
Like a sealant of the floor where you could walk on it, because remember they could walk on the roof. Okay, so it's another layer of the roof. So that's quite high. So do we have a measure anywhere of this whole height? Is there a picture anywhere? Yes. Wow, look at this. Amazing. Okay. Oh, I didn't even see this. See this? Look at this. Quite amazing. Mm-hmm. You got the Atum 6. You got the Echal 40, the Kiur 1, the Beit Yilfa 2, the Tikra 1, and the Maziva. Okay? And that is the area. Then we've got, remember we said there were two different hearts. So that's the one heart. Then the Aliyah, the second level. So that Maziva was like a floor for the second for the Aliyah. Then another 40 Amas, then a Kiur, then a Beit Yilfa, then a Tikra, then a Maziva. Another whole repetition of the whole story. Then on top of that, a Ma'akeh. Interesting, a marquee was 3 amas, 1.5 meters. Today, a minimum, a marquee had to be 1.10 meters in Israel. It's quite interesting. The tekken today is 1.10 meters for a marquee, and this is 3 amas, which is about 1.5, a little bit more than that. Okay, it's quite interesting. Just by the way, the tekken in Israel, if you look at it, remember we spoke about the stairs, there were half an amma. The tekken in Israel, I think, is 14.5 to 17.5 centimeters. So this was like double what our steps are today. Quite high when you think you're walking up half a meter at a time. It's like quite a heavy step. Okay. So then Shloshamot Ma'akeh, and then Amah Kale Orev. See, they had problems in the Bet Midrash as well with doves, with pigeons probably, right? So they had like a crow that Kale Orev. Look at the Rosh says here, Kale Orev. Tavlaot Shel Barzel. They had these like steel beams. Vesham Kvuot Masmerot Chadin. And sharp nails. Exactly like what we have on our roofs, right? To get rid of these sparks, right? Lemnoa et ha'orvim lishkon shab, to stop the ravens from being over there. Shelo yaviu et ha'tumah, they shouldn't bring tumah. Okay? Now, v'chein ayu akol gag ha'echal, the whole roof of the ha'echal was this. U'ba'aruch, God says in the aruch, the aruch is like the diction we've seen there, right? The aruch is like a perush, she'yat tzura lavriach ha'ofot. They had shapes, like a scarecrow. Look what he says here. Kederech she'osin shomrei ha'perot. Like the fruit farmers who want to keep their fruit, they have like these scarecrows. So either there's a different opinion. Either it is sparks like we have, or scarecrows to scare them away. Okay, so that is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Haya Kale Orev Ole Min Amidah. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kale Orev wasn't an extra 3 amas. Ela Arba Amot Ya Ma'akeh. The Ma'akeh was 4 amot high, and it was all included. No, the Makim, the Orev wasn't one Amr, right? How much, I don't know how much was the Orev, one Amr. So it wasn't three and four, it was four Amrs was the whole Makim. I suppose he goes off to the idea that there were scarecrows there, so he doesn't need it. Okay, next Mishnah. Mimizrach le Ma'arav, now from east to west, right? Remember now we're going from the entrance to the end, right? It was the length. Maya Amma is 100 Amma, so it's 50 meters long approximately. Kotel Ulam, Chamesh, the wall itself was 5 Ammas. Va Ulam Echarasar, and the Ulam itself was 11. Kotel Haichal, the wall of the Haichal was 6. Vitocho Abaim Amma. And the inner side, the space was 40 Ammas. Amma Traksin, Veshim Amma Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim, and there was that like the lobby area. And then the Kodesh HaKodeshim is 20 Ammas. Kotel Haichal, 6 Amas wide, Vahata Shesh, and the cubicle there was 6, Vakotata Chamesh, and 5 of the Chamesh. If you add it all up, you get 200. Minatzaf on the Daron, that was from east to west, and Minatzaf on the Daron from north to south, well, that's the Rat Shiv Imam, our 70 Amma. Kotel HaMesibah Chamesh, the wall of the passage was 5 Amas, the Mesibah itself was 3 Amas, so 1.5 meter wide passage in that wall. Kotla Ta, the wall of the Ta of the cubicle was 5 Amas, and the Ta itself was 6 Amas. Kotla Echal Shesh, and the wall of the Echal Atzal was 7, Tocho Eshim Amas, 20 Amas wide. And then Kotla Echal Shesh, we've seen all of these things. Vatasha 6 Shtay, Vakotla Tasha Chamesh, and the wall of the cubicle was 5. Ubeit Horadat Hamayim, this is on the southern wall, there was a passage called Beit Horadat Hamayim. They used to actually have it says it over here. If you look at the rosh at the bottom, it says Beit Horadat Hamayim Haya Makom Shemei Niftuach, open to the roof, Nimshachen Derech Small Sham Betzilot in like pipes, Balule Yam Sheasa Shlomo LeBeit HaTfila. Basically, they channeled water through that wall into the mikveh. That remember, Shlomo had that big bucket that held Yam Beit HaTfila. Okay, so there's a water chamber going through there as well. And the wall was 5 amas wide. And the wall was 15 amas basically. That's what we spoke about. At the ulam, there was 15 amas on either side that it came out. So like it wasn't a perfect rectangle, but like a T shape. You've got diagrams there as well, I think. Yes, if you look over here, look here. You see, it's like that, and there's the ulam. Okay? So you walk in over here, so there were 15 amas wide on each side over there. So we just end up over here. Bakotla Chamesh Amot Ulam Odef Alav Chamesh Amma Aminat Safon Chamesh Amin Adarim. Either on the west, on the south, and the east, and north, there were 15 amas wide. Voyani Kra Beita Khalifot. That was called, we've seen this before, that was called Sham Gonzin and Asakin. Remember, there was all those Jews, they kept the knives. Remember, there was like all those storms, they kept the knives there. V'heichal tsar me'achorav, and the heichal were then narrowed behind it. V'rachav milfanav v'domeh la'arid, like a lion, shenemar, hoi Ariel, kiryat chana, David, ma'arid tsar me'achorav, v'rachav, like a lion, says, is narrow behind it, tsar me'achorav, v'rachav, and wide in front. Af heichal tsar me'achorav, v'rachav milfanav, it's called Ariel, right, the Ari, the whole thing was like a lion, it had a wide front and a narrow back. Hadran alach pitcho shel heichal, Hadran alach pitcho shel heichal, Hadran alach pitcho shel heichal. Okay, now we start the last perek. The last perek is called Kol Azara, the fifth perek of Midot. Lamzal Mubet, and please go and finish the Masechet, and we finish with this. Wow, actually quite emotional. Seder. Well, we won't finish today, but Seder Kodshim. Wow. Okay, so Kol Azara. This is a Chazora now. Okay. So if you remember, I said there if you look at it, it says Kol HaAzara. Now, what's the Azara we're speaking about over here? This is the Azara outside, right? This is the Azara. Basically, we go from Ezrat Nashim, we go up Shar Nikonor over the steps into the Azara, and that's where the Mizbeach was. That's where the Heichal, the Kodesh Kodeshim was. That's where they did the Korbanot. All the Bet Amid Bachayim, the whole story was in the Azara. Look how the Rosh calls the Azara, Parash HaRosh. He says, yeah, Hanikrait Machane Shechina. This is called Machane Shechina. Remember, we had in the desert, we had Machane Shechina, Machane Levaya, Machane Yisrael. And then we saw that there was the Zav and the Zava had to go out of the Machane, and the Tumim Meit had to go out of the different Machanot. Remember? All the Tumim Meit could be in Machane Shechina. Sorry, Tumim Meit could be Machane Levaya. because Moshe Rabbeinu's machlevayin, he had the Aaron of Yosef. Remember, he had the mate. He was a tumat mate all the time because of that. So but a zav and a zav couldn't be machanish in Levi. They had to go out of machane, right? And so look, he says here, tamei shchina, right? Tamei chayav aleh karet. If you tamei, you go into machane shchina, you have karet. This is the Azara. Haita orech meya v'shmonim v'sheva was 187 amas. Arochav meya v'shloshim v'chamesh, or 135. We saw this the other day, right? Now we saw that the length is east to west, and the width is north to south, right? So it says meya v'shloshim v'chamesh bin amizrach lemara, from east to west is 187. It's just repeating itself now, right? And makom, now we're going to count this 187 amas coming in from Shaar Nikanor. On the eastern side, going westwards. So we've got Makom Drisat Ragla Israel Echadishra Amah. Remember that? That was Ezrat Israel. Then Makom Drisat Kohanim, another Echadishra Amah, 22 Amas. Then we've got the Mizbeach, was 32 Amas. Right? So we've got 11 is 22, plus 32 is 54. Then Baina Ulam the Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that area on the west of the Mizbeach, between the Ulam, Esrim Vishtaim. So we've got 54 plus 22, we're up to 66. Right?
No.
Okay. No, am I wrong? 56. Am I? Go with me. 11 is 22. Plus, we said that the Mizbeach was 32. So 22 and 32 is 50. What? 22 and 32 is 54. What did I say wrong? It's 54 plus 22 is 76.
Right.
What did I say?
66.
Oh, okay. All right. Shtaim Amar, right? So we got 66. Then we got Shtaim Amar, 76. Right? Vaha Echal. The Echal was 100 Amar.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 Vacharishra Amar. Right? So 100 Amar. So 176.
187.
Right? Plus the Charishra Amar at the back. Right? So 287. Okay, so the math is right. Lachre Berakapurit. Okay, so that's our ear over there. Next Mishnah, right? So now there wasn't too much on the Rosh. He says like this. Avah Bisha Mizbeach.
Like you think it'd be a nice round number.
Yeah, nothing round numbers. There's probably Kabbalistic meanings behind the 11 and the 11. There must be tons of the stuff in it.
Everything was a half.
What?
It was a Amah Vachetzi, Rochbo, Amah Vachetzi. It was never round.
In the Mishkan, you're saying, like, nothing was around numbers, yeah. But also, like, where does 11 come from? Why 11? And you're right. Although in the Rav Shir last week when he spoke about this, he said an interesting thing. Basically, proof from Sukkim that the Mizbeach, when it says there that we had that pasuk there, remember, and the Rosh quoted it over here when he said Sheatabtucha. He says Hakol Bichtav Miyad Hashem. Remember, that's actually a pasuk. There's a pasuk like that, Hakol Bichtav Miyad Hashem, and David HaMelech basically gave Shlomo all the dimensions. It's like Hakol Bichtav Miyad Hashem. So if it's Hakol Bichtav Miyad Hashem, we see that in the Bayit Rishon, the measurements were one size. In Bayit Sheni, the measurements were another size. And Yechezkel's visions, Bayit Shlishi, the measurements are another size. So if Hakol Bichtav Miyad Hashem, what's going on here? So it basically proved that the Rambam, I think it's the Rambam that says it, that... Oh, I'm not sure there's a source there. Actually, yeah, I've got it right here. Yeah. The idea wasn't so much the size, it was more the dimensions. Yeah, Masechet Midot. It was more the dimensions. See that here, see that here. David Shlomo beno et tavnit ha'ulam ve'et batav ve'gnazav ve'aliyotav ve'chadra ve'primit ubeid ha'kaporet. Everything was given, the measurements of the lishkot, everything. This is the pasuk. It's Divra Hayamim Aleph Perek Kavchet. Right? He says, "Hakol bichtav be'ar Hashem, Allah hiskil." Right? Ki melachot, kol melachot atavnit. So he proved here in the whole shir that the idea wasn't necessarily the sizes, it was the dimensions. Yeah. So if, for example, we saw here that it was 40 by 20, you could make it 60 by 30, or 80 by 40, right? All these, the proportions had to be the same, and now that's a lot of this living is. But you're right. Why 11, 11? I don't know. Okay, let's carry on. So now it's like this. Now, so the Rosh says over here, Ava Pisha Mizbeach Haya 32 Vakevash 32 B'shilach HaKarka Lo Hayu Ochlim Ela. See what he says here? Ela 32 Ki Shtei Amot Shel HaKevash Hayu Porchot Keneged Amah Shel Yesod V'Amah Sovev. He says even though the Kevash was 32, it never took up 32 of the ground, because you've got 32 at this angle is greater than the length. Right, so there's a bit of a miss. There's arguments there on the size. Okay, but we'll leave that up. Now, minatzafon ledarom. Okay, I wanted to try and finish. Okay, we're going to do it. Minatzafon ledarom. Now, so that was the measurement from the east to the west. Now, from the north to the south. Now we're doing the width of the mizbeach. Mea ushloshim v'chamesh, 135. Right. So now the Shita Mekubetz got a few changes over here. Mea shloshim v'chamesh. He says hakevish v'hamizbeach shishim v'shtayim, 62. Now you see, that's why the Rosh says, if we said that the Kevesh was 32 and the Mizbeach is 32, so it should be 64. So why is it only 62? So the Rosh said, because the 32 of the Kevesh is, this is the 32, right? But on the floor it was only 30. Right? That's a HaKevesh. Mizbeach Shivashtai, Mina Mizbeach Letabot Shmoneh Amot. Then on the northern side of the Mizbeach, up until those Tabot in the ground where they used to shech the animals was 8 Amos. Makoma tabot eshrim va'arba. So what have we got here? We've got 62, then 8 is 70. Then the makoma tabot were 24, so we're up to 94. No, sorry, tabot eshrim. Mina tabot eshrim, no, right, right. It's now 24, right? Makoma tabot eshrim va'arba. So what have we got up to? We got 62, and then 8 is 70, and the tabot are 24. So it is 104, right? Arba. Then there were another four, so 108. Mina shulchan nasin arba. Then up to the poles, there were another eight, right? Mina nasin the kot lazarash shmoni amot va'amotar. And the balance, okay, the rounding figure, is bein hakevesh kot on the southern side between the wall and the kot and the kevesh, and umakom and between the nanasim and the wall on the northern side. Okay, so that made up. It wasn't as exact on the east to west. We had exactly on the meter. Here, it's basically like just a rounding number. Then, Sheish Lishkot Hayu Ba'Azara. There were 6 chambers in the Azara, right? In this whole big area. We've seen this before. Shlosh B'Tzafon V'Shlosh B'Darom. And the Shita changed it. It says B'Darom, not B'Tzafon. And now, in the north, in the southern chamber, there was Lishkat HaMelach, Lishkat HaParva, and Lishkat HaMadichin. Now, it's quite interesting. What is this Lishkat HaParva? And look, please, all of you, even if you don't normally, come, it's the end of the Masechet. Look at the Rosh over there. Lishkot Beit HaParava. It's like this. Beyoma, I mean the Rosh there, right at the bottom of the Rosh. Beyoma, Daf Lamed Hei, says, Mefaresh, my Parva, am Gusha. Piresh Rashi, Adam Mechashef, was a witch, some sort of witch, or right? Asa'a, he did it for Israel, have a episode of Israel, named after him. But now, look over here. Go there. This is what I want to say. That was Rashi. Some sort of weird. Rabbeinu Chananel says like this. Rabbeinu Chananel Piresh, Shaya Mechashef Echad. There was this guy, like a witch type of guy, a sorcerer. Shala Bedato Lirot Avodat Kohen Galo Yom Kippurim. B'Sha'a Sheiktir Ketoret. He wanted to go and see the Kohen Gadol's work on anything. What did he do? V'asa Mechilot Mirushalayim. He furrowed a way through Yerushalayim. Laharabait, umetzauhu belishkat beta parva. They found him in this lishka, vaharguhu sham, vahaya shemo parva. So there was a guy, he fired his way through, he did a bit of an underground tunnel through Jerusalem, got into the Harabait, they found the coin, they killed him, his name was Parva, and they called the lishkat beta parva after his name. Okay, and that is on.
Trying to see if anyone's paying attention.
Right, and this is the southern side, right? This is on the southern side of the things. That's Lishkat HaMelach, where they kept the Melach of the Korban Parva. Lishkat HaMadichin, right? Lishkat HaMadichin is where they would clean the animals. We saw all of this before. Then Lishkat HaMelach, what was it? He says, Shama you notnin Melach le Korban. Lishkat HaParva, what are they doing in the Parva? Shama you molchin orot, they would salt the skins, right? And then Hakodash, Orot HaKodashim. Right, the shita adds in the Kurashim. Then Va'al Gaga, on its roof, Haya Beit HaTfilah. There was the mikvah, La Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. He would go up there, and that's where he'd do his toveling on Yom Kippur, on the roof of the Beit HaLishkata Parva. Okay, then Ishkat. Parva is with a double vav, I think. Peresh vav, I think, is fur. Parva. I think this is, I don't think this is Parava. I think it's like a name after a name. I think. I could be wrong. Right? Sham hayu medichin, then Kippurim Nishkata medichim, what was that? He says, Sham hayu medichin kirvei kodashim, the innards of the korbanot, they used to wash them there. Umisham mesiba ola legag beit haparva, there was a passage that went from there to the Nishkat beit haparva, from Nishkata, I'm not sure. Okay, then. Now, this is the last Mishnah. We can stop right here and do this last Mishnah at the Siyum, or we can go a little bit further on and just finish the Siyum. Now what? Let's do the last Mishnah. Okay. Now that Shebet Darim, it becomes Shebet Tzafon, because really we changed them around, right? First, now we're talking about the chambers on the Tzafon, on the northern side. Lishkata Eitz, Lishkata Gola, Lishkata Gazit. Okay, so Lishkata Eitz is a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Look at this. Shachachti ma hayata mishamesh. We saw this before the other day, right? Remember the Mishnah this? Now Abba Shaul says, Lishkat Kohen Gadol Eta Achorei Shtehin. Now it's interesting, because it seems when you read the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what this Lishkat Ha'etz was. And Abba Shaul says that it was Lishkat Kohen Gadol, was Lishkat Ha'etz, that was behind the other two Lishkot. But if you look at the Rosh, he says, Abba Shaul Omer Lishkat Kohen Gadol, he says, Milta ba'anfei nafshehu. This is a separate sentence. Velo kai ad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And it's got nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what it was. And then Bli Kesh Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Abba Shaul seems to give his own opinion. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, because it says here that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is asking what it's for, and Abba Shaul is telling him where it's located.
No, so that's exactly Rosh Hashanah. It's not an answer to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.
No.
Exactly, that's how I understood it.
Not answer meaning he didn't answer the question. He didn't say what it's for.
He says, no, he says, Milta banfenafshu velo kai, and it's not related to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. As if Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said something, full stop. Go home, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and now enter Abba Shaul. That's what the Rosh says. Look at his words. Velo kai ad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.
He didn't address his question.
Right, he's talking in his own. He's still talking
about the,
absolutely. Agreed. But it's not to do with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's not like when you see us as if they were having a discussion. He says, I don't remember. He says, no, this is what it was. They're not. He says, I don't remember. Full stop. And now, as if Abba Shaul says, what is it? Agreed with you. So that one is Shkata 8, right? So he says over here, Lishkat Ha'etz, Abba Shaul Omer, Lishkat Kohen Gadol Ha'etz. That Lishkat Ha'etz was where the Kohen Gadol had his chambers. Achorei Shtehen, behind the other two Lishkot, right? Because there were three Lishkot there, right? There was Lishkat Ha'etz, Lishkat HaGola, and Lishkat HaGazit. And so the Kohen Gadol was behind Lishkat HaGola and Lishkat HaGazit. The Gag Shloshtan Shaveh, there was one roof for all three of them, same roof. Lishkat HaGola, what was Lishkat HaGola? Sham Haya Bor. Says there was a pit over there. Look at the Shita Mekubetis says, Shamaya Bor Hagola. Takes out the word Kavua. Bor Hagola. That was the Bor Hagola. V'hagalgal natun alav. And there was a galgal, probably like some sort of a closing. What's the galgal there? Like a wheel on it, like a rock, a close. It was closed, sealed. What does it say? They had to translate the galgal?
A wheel.
A wheel. Umisham maspikin ma'im lechol azara. Basically, there was like a wheel, probably like a pulley, and then they took all the water out. There was a pit there where they took all the water out. Then what is Lishkat HaGazit? Lishkat HaGazit was Shama Eta Sanhedrin Gedola Shel Yisrael Yoshevet. That's Lishkat HaGazit. We always hear about Lishkat HaGazit. That's where the Sanhedrin sat. V'dana Eta Kahuna, right? And they were also, in addition to Am Yisrael, they also done the Kahuna. Now look at this. V'dana Eta Kahuna. And then the Shita adds in, she kol kohen, she nimtzavo psul, any kohen had a psul, lovesh shchorim, will get dressed up in black clothes, umitatev shchorim, in black cloaks, v'yotzev holechlo, and go to the Sanhedrin there. V'shelo nimtzavo psul, if he wasn't a psul, lovesh levanim, he'd get dressed in white clothes, mitatev levanim, and put on white cloaks, nichnas v'meshmeshim achiv, imechav ha-kohanim, then straight away going back to work. So if he had a psul, he'd come to be checked up with the thing in black. Now people get dressed up white. The Yom Tov Hayu Osin, and they make a Yom Tov on it. Shelo Nimtza Psul Bezaro Shel Aaron HaKohen.
Why would they be? Meaning that they could not be a
Kohen. There's some sort of psul, they would be able to be Kohanim, and they'd go be checked. They say, no, you're fine, be a Kohen, go back to your brothers, make a big Yom Tov. I don't know, something happened. There's nothing over here. Isn't anything on it.
It's a pedigree issue.
Yeah,
that's it.
Right.
Qualification of lineage.
Of his lineage, right? Okay, so because there's no Mefarshim here. I'm not sure where he gets it from. I didn't see the Mefarshim on this. There's no Rambam, and there's no Rosh on it. Where does it say? See about what?
2-5.
Yeah, so he must have had some sort of mum. Okay. Carry on, read it. Read it, Michael.
This ruling is in accordance with the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Zvachim Tzadik Chet.
Right. You remember that, right? Which says what? What does the actual ruling say?
Any priest who's found a fraud limit would wear black garments, would wrap his head in black cloth, and would leave the temple courtyard. If they didn't find the disqualification, then he should wear white garments and wrap his head in white cloth, and would enter the temple service for the priest.
Anyway, how did you suddenly find
the prisoner with your limit? The main daily task of the Sanhedrin was to examine the priests in order to ensure that all those performing temple service were unblemished and fit.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so they have to go through a proper check. Okay, very good. Right, I go to Yom Tov, your sin, Shorin Tzap, Sul, Bazar, Shal, Aron, HaKoen, V'kacha Yom Rim. This is a brocha they made. I think that's the brocha for the seal. Okay, we end up over here. Very good. Shkoch.